They're coming off the grill right now, a little bit of chicken and a little bit of grilled.
All right, let's start the questions. I don't look like Radio Shack. I don't have all the answers, but I'll try it. Who's got a question? When are you going to get out of town, Hale? I'm leaving as soon as the meeting's over tomorrow. Yes, sir. All the time together and everything else and put it all together, 3 months. Cambridge diet product. And what happened there is just things you can be blessed about operating with prepaid legal. You don't have to worry about the things happening to them, because what happened to some lady in Oklahoma City died, and they put the headlines of the Daily Oklahoman that she lost 20 pounds in her life on Cambridge. But we didn't sell too much Cambridge in Ohio that month in Oklahoma. Matter of fact, the company ended up, they did $1 billion worth of business, their second year in business. 3 months after that happened, they were bankrupt. So they destroyed an entire industry. But things that happened to me, even despite all that, I sponsored a friend of mine in Oklahoma City into Cambridge. They sponsored some friends of theirs in Chicago, that they sponsored some friends in Oakland, California, that sponsored some people in San Francisco, that sponsored some people in L.A., that sponsored some people in Phoenix, that sponsored people that live two blocks from me in Oklahoma City. So what I'm telling you is the dynamics of network marketing, where you start that domino effect and it just keeps going. It don't stop necessarily. Now, if it does, you don't worry about it. You start another domino. Have lots of dominoes. Because some of them ain't going to move after you get there, as most of you have met most of those. But that's that simple. And I just saw what happened there. And because of that, was when I had the courage to try prepaid legal. Because I didn't know how you could, until then, I didn't know how you could sell anything for $12 a month, which is what we sold it for at that time, for $12 and make any money. Well, I decided with network marketing, you could sell enough of them to make money at any price. And then the price kept going up and up. By the time I left prepaid legal in 88, we were up to $14.95 instead of $12. So it got easier to make money, but still not anywhere near what it is at $35.95. I explain what you mean by commissions. How much did I get in 83, I got about $1.80. It wasn't any advanced commissions. Yeah. We just had to hire people who weren't too smart. They just saw an opportunity. You know, I was telling them last night, you got to remember, when you're dumb enough to go out and sell something that gives people access to lawyers and you don't even have any lawyers, you got guts. That's what I did for 2 years. But nevertheless, I had no doubt that Harlan Sunstripe would eventually get around to getting all those lawyers, the 37,000 of them now out there around the country to represent our members. But everything about this business, folks, believe me, is this kind of stuff. I mean, all of us know that feed them and they'll come. We know that. That's going to draw the crowd. But we also know that it draws a camaraderie that people don't have where they're working now. And they see a thing like this where they see people that just like them that want to improve their lifestyle, but they don't want to do it in a legitimate way and where they can help people. And it's working big time. Working big time. So don't forget, and I'll just tell all of you, I told them last night or whenever that was, and I will again tomorrow, that don't let your ego get in the way of your pocketbook. Because the big problem that most people have, the biggest problem I had with this business, I'd have been a millionaire years before I was if I hadn't have been so proud of being president of a life insurance company. Anybody asked me what I'd done, I said, I'm president and CEO of National Foundation Life Insurance Company. When I went with prepaid legal, they asked me, what do you do? I said, I'm a wholesale distributor. No, I'm an independent contractor. I don't know what the hell I'm. I'm with prepaid legal, though. Well, what do you do? What do you do when somebody asks you, what do you do? What do you tell them? But all I'm telling you, I turned down many, many opportunities to get involved in network marketing. But I was too proud to do it because I was too proud of my title and my position. I was making good money and making a good living. But the most I ever made in the insurance business, and I was in it for 17 years, was $125,000 salary. And that wasn't bad. In 1980, $125,000 a year was a pretty good salary. So it wasn't an easy job. But if somebody would have convinced me how much easier network marketing is, because then when I retired from that insurance business, I got into prepaid legal, finally saw the light and got into prepaid legal, and I made $1 million my third year. So it's just... But I could have made that million years before that had it not been too proud to admit that this is better than direct selling. That's what we were doing in the insurance business, was just direct selling. So it's all just in your head. You know, and Salt Lake City is known as the capital of network marketers, am I right? I mean, I've been spending all day talking to everybody I run into, trying to find somebody at 8 men in 13 different businesses, and I haven't found one yet. But I'm telling you, Oklahoma City is not that much, Oklahoma is not that much different, and Arkansas and Florida and Georgia, Alabama, all the states where we work. But I finally got tired of all this stuff because the first thing they say is this one of them illegal pyramids. Any of you had to ask that? If you haven't, you haven't talked to enough people yet. Well, all I tell them, I learned to tell them, I don't know, what is an illegal pyramid? Well, they don't know either, so we got that one out of the way. They don't have any idea what it is. They heard their brother-in-law say that because he was with Amway or something, you know. But nevertheless, and I say the same thing with Amway. If somebody asked me, is this like Amway? And I said, do you like Amway? And they said, yeah. I said, then you're going to love this. But if they say no, I don't like Amway. I said, boy, are you going to love this? It's because they don't know what you're saying anyhow. I'm telling you, they don't. Ask them. Pin them down. They're just giving you an excuse, just chasing off flies. And they don't want to do business, don't want to make a decision. That's the main thing. Who back here had a question?
I just wanted to know what's the single worst experience you've had in prepaid legal.
What is it now? Whose experience?
The worst experience. The
that
worst.
I've ever had? Mm-hmm.
That you've had with prepaid legal.
I don't know. There seem to be some things that, but when you're making over $1 million a year and been there 3 years, it's tough to find something wrong with that. And the main thing is, I stayed there for 5 years and 4 months. I went there in January 1983. I retired from prepaid legal 5 years and 4 months later with no hope of keeping my entire organization. All I did was keep the renewals on the business that I produced while I was there. And yesterday, my check for the month of July or August, what month are we in now, September? My check for the month of August that I received day before yesterday before I left Oklahoma City for this month was $57,000, and I hadn't done anything for 23 years. Now, I don't know where you can make that kind of residual income. And that's the same guy who was making $125,000 a year and thought I was on top of the world. And I'll guarantee you, I was with five different life insurance companies, president and CEO of three of them, and never received one penny from any of those insurance companies. And I had contracts with every one of them that guaranteed me I'd get renewals on all the business produced while I was there. All they have to do is change one letter in the policy number, and all of a sudden somebody else gets that commissions. And I have not received one penny from one insurance company. I don't know what anybody else experiences. Mine's bad.
So why did you decide to start back again?
I haven't started back. I'm not being paid for this. I'm not on the salary. I'm doing this because of what this great company's done for me for so many years.
So you're not actively recruiting right now then?
If I do, I'll put them in your downline. It won't be in mine.
All right.
No, I'm not doing that. And I wish Dave Hall were in my downline, but he ain't. If I can figure out some invisible ink to get his agreement taken care of, I may do that. But no, I'm not receiving one dime of anything from this company.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. L, we chatted last night, but just so everybody else can hear, you said just the main thing is getting more people. What did you do generally to get more people? I mean, were you working only warm market, or were you working cold contacting? How did you go out and get more people every day?
I didn't go out and get more people every day. My people went out and got more people every day. Let me just tell you this, folks. This is a way of, everybody has their own way of doing it. I don't tell you what's right. I don't tell you what's wrong. I tell you what I did. Then I can tell you what other people did, and it's completely different what I did, but that don't make a difference. The ones that had a good plan, it'll work. I had never sold a single prepaid legal membership in my life. And made me pick $7,000 for doing that last month. Any of you want to retire right now? What I did, I sponsored 47 new distributors, and all of them bought a membership. But I sold them the distributorship and then sold them how to build a business that will automatically deliver more memberships to the marketplace, and you make your money off the memberships that's delayed. But I'll guarantee you, if you don't have enough distributors out there doing this, you're not going to produce enough to make the kind of money to make $1 million a month. I didn't make $1 million a month, so I had 235,000 people in my downline. Well, I didn't care if it took 235 million. I'd have found them somewhere. Afghanistan, or is that where we're going? Or we're going to Paris. I gave her a choice today to go to lunch or Paris if she produced, I don't know, world's records. She told her husband, he's here tonight wondering what the hell kind of deals they'll pull in there. But it's just purely a matter, and yet I know people that have never sponsored a single other distributor that made $1 million a year just selling groups. Till I met Wilbur Smith, he had never sold an individual policy. He sold nothing but groups. Because back then you made about $1.47 on each policy you sold. You had to sell. He sold 47 a day. It's what he averaged while he was making a living there, making $100,000 a year. But he never made over $100,000 a year. Till one day when I went to Harlan and told him I wanted to network market prepaid legal in 1982, December of 82, he agreed with me once I sold him on how I was going to do it and what I thought it would do. And he says, mainly, but you got to remember, well, he finally agreed to let me do it. And I hate to keep repeating myself, but first thing I did with him, because he just said flat no, he was not interested. He felt the same way I did about network marketing as I did before I saw what it was. Because when people invited me to an Amway meeting, I would have been caught dead in an Amway meeting. I didn't know what it was, but I wasn't going to get caught dead. I knew it had to be bad because I'd heard so much about it. But nevertheless, when Harlan hit me at that same thing, all I did was Harlan, because I had went out and tried it with that little bit of experience that you were talking about, that little bit of experience, I said, Harlan, I know exactly how you feel because that's how I felt, but let me tell you what I found. And the reason I'm telling you this, when you run into all these people that you hear and they said, I tried that, I was in prepaid legal, I was in Amway, I was in Herbalife, I was in this one, I was in that one, they say, just same thing. I know how you feel, that's how I felt, let me tell you what I found. I finally found one that's legitimate. They pay you like they say they're going to. If they tell you they pay you every day, they pay you every day. And if you get promoted automatically, you get promoted automatically. It's a glorious day today for Harlan Stone Cipher and Prepaid Legal and all of you. We got $50 million in cash in the bank and don't owe anybody a dime. This time, and when I left there in 1988, our checking account was $800,000 overdrawn, and we were paying $50,000 a year in fees to the bank to pay the commission checks on an overdrafted account. And he kept on doing it. Who'd have the guts to do that? If we hadn't made this thing work, Harlan would have had to figure a way to make up that money and pay it himself. But he didn't do it, but he stuck it out. But there's not many companies that's got the history behind it. Well, there isn't any that's got the history that Prepaid Legal's got, nor the reputation. And you just can't find any people everywhere I go in the country. A lot of people say, I know Harlan Stone Cipher. How do you know Harlan Stone Cipher? He said, I bought a dog from him one time. Most of you don't know that. He made a living selling coon dogs while he was trying to get Prepaid Legal started. And these are $50,000 coon dogs now. These ain't little coon dogs that run around your house. It's the highest one he ever sold is for $50,000. But nevertheless, it's just with the money today that we've got and that we can't live, we have bought 13 million shares of our own stock back off of the open market and paid open price for it, no negotiation, no nothing. Whatever it is, we placed the order and ordered whatever they allow us to order. And we bought back 13 out of 23 million. We got just under a million left that's outstanding. And so we did all that and still never missed a commission check to anybody in the world, never missed it. We don't owe anybody a dime. And don't owe we a little bit of money on the building. We could pay off the building, which means we wouldn't owe a dime and still have $47 million in cash in the bank. And so Harlan has to make a decision every day. Would I want to buy more stock back or would I rather pay commissions? Now, which would you rather he do? Then go sell something. He ain't paid nobody a dime yet for saying they're going to do it. He pays lots of money out to people that not only say they're going to do it, but go out and do it. And it's there.
My question, I just had two quick questions. The most important one is just, you know, what kind of advice would you have for, you know, someone that's just getting started, ready to work, you know, and and excited about this business and opportunity, you know, what would be the number one thing if they're willing to work and put everything in their have into
it? Learn everything you can learn, but learn it by showing it to live prospects, not to yourself in the mirror, not in a meeting, not in training session. Go out and talk to people. I guarantee you, in this room right here, I can tell you the person that talks to the most people is going to be the ones that makes the most money next year. It's talking to people. I don't care how new you are. Let me tell you, the sad part about network marketing, there are some bad things about it. 30% of all the business sold by everybody gets into network marketing sold in the first 30 days they're here. Some of the top people in this company, like a Jeff Olson, will tell you, you better get everything you can get out of them because they're going to be gone 30 days from now. You just assume they're going to be gone. They've got a right to do it. You know, we're all fighting today to save our liberties, right? We're having to, and they've got a pretty good fight ahead of us to save all the fingers taken away. But one liberty we've still got, that's to make a decision to do whatever we want to do. And most people choose not to do anything.
My other question was, what was the craziest membership story that you had heard of before in your time working?
What substitute's crazy?
I guess just outrageous, maybe something you never heard before.
Something happened funny or outrageous or whatever. Harlan Stonecipher and I were in New Orleans for a meeting one night. And we got, Harlan had never been to New Orleans. And I used to live down here, so I knew the town. So I took him a tour of Bourbon Street and all that. And got done. And we had the meetings over in, across the river, over in Plaquemines Parish. Louisiana's where we was having the meeting that night with all of our key leaders in South Louisiana and Alabama and Mississippi. And so I took Harlan, and I said, before we go over there, we got plenty of time. So why don't we stop by the what is now the Fairmont Hotel down in the basement. They got a shoe shine stand that they give us the best shoe shine in America, and I've been going there every time I'm in New Orleans for years now. Hi there, buddy. You taking over? Give me five. There you go. I said, I've been stopping in there, so we stopped in at the Fairmont Hotel and went down to the basement, shoe shine stand. I was climbing up on the shoe shine stand, and the guy told me where to sit. He told Harlan, he said, Mr. Stonecipher, would you take this chair? And Harlan says, you know me? And he says, sure, I know you. He said, how you know me? He said, well, I'm one of the memberships, and I'm a distributor, and I get all this stuff in the mail, and the propaganda you send out, and I saw your picture in there, and I know who you are from seeing your picture and all these brochures. So we were very impressed. And he said, besides, I own 300,000 shares of prepaid legal stock. And Harlan says, what'd you say? He said it again. So we went upstairs and got on the phone, called back to Ada, and I asked about his membership. He said, yeah, his check has come back a couple times unpaid, but he's always made it good. So he's got a membership in force. So we transferred to the shareholder relations department and gave him his social security number and his name. They came back and said, yeah, he owns 300,000 shares of prepaid legal stock. Well, today, prepaid legal stock is about $60 a share. At that time, it was about $15 a share that many years ago. So anyway, it was a lot of money. So we went back downstairs, and I invited this guy to go with us over to Battery, that meeting we were having that night, and he said, you're a living example of what can be done in America if you have a small fortune you've been able to accumulate. And we told him we'd buy his dinner and pick him up and take him with us, and he jumped at it. I told him to bring along his little portable shoe shine stand. And he did, and we got to Battery and fed him a big dinner and told him, I said, now, we introduced Harlan, and Harlan said, instead of me speaking tonight, we've asked our friend here to do it. We just met this afternoon and told him a little bit about how he owned all this stock and all that. He said, and he's going to tell us how he done that. So the guy got up there and he said, well, I lived in Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana about 15 years ago, and I hadn't eaten in 3 days, and I didn't know where my next meal was coming from. But I happened to, because I was walking around with my head all down, I found a nickel laying there, and I picked a nickel up off the street. And my first indication was to go buy something to eat with it. But I knew I had to do something because I had heard if you were willing to pay the price, you could do anything in America. And he says, so I went inside and bought a pair of shoestrings, and I came out and I sold them for 10 cents. Went in and bought another two pair and sold them for 20 cents, and I bought some shoe polish, and sold those, used the shoe polish, saved it. Every dime I'd make, I'd plow it back into my business, and I finally bought a rag and a brush. I started shining shoes in Plaquemines, Louisiana. And for the next 10 years, I gave the best shoe shine anybody could possibly get anywhere in America. I knew people's names. Said all I had was that portable little shoe shine stand where I went down and picked up some used lumber and nailed it together. He said, because of that, though, the franchise to operate the shoe shine stand in the Fairmont Hotel became available. and it was offered to me because of my reputation, what I'd done in Plaquemines Parish. And he said, and so I jumped at it, and I've been shining shoes now for 10 years here in the basement of the Fairmont Hotel. Said every dime I've got, I've reinvested back into my business. I've treated people with respect. I encourage everybody to give me referrals, to send their friends when they come to New Orleans, come in. And he said, and I've did that and did it for 10 years. And then 3 months ago, my sister, who's a prostitute in the French Quarter, died and left me 300,000 shares of prepaid legal stock. I'm not going to try not to do that. Thank you all.
All right, give him a hand, guys. All right. There's your nugget that you get to take home tonight. See why we had Mr. Hale out here. I mean, this guy has got so many stories, and it's just been such an